As you probably know better than most, homelessness on your island looks different from homelessness in other places and from other islands. As part of our series on homelessness from the outside in, we have responses from each mayor to the ideas that we're hearing this week. Today, Maui Mayor Alan Arakawa joins us. Good morning, Mayor. Thank you for the time.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you for the call.
Good to be able to speak with you a bit. Now, as we've seen over this last couple of days, most of the focus of, and I shouldn't say over the last couple of days, but over such a long period of time, a lot of focus on homelessness has been Kaka'ako-centered or on Oahu. But how would you characterize Maui homelessness compared to what we see and hear over on Oahu and on other islands?
Well, we're handling a little bit better than Oahu, but the real challenge comes in that we have very, very little support from the Department of Health in the mental health and drug abuse areas. And because of the lack of support, we're seeing more and more people in the homeless category. The other real aspect that's affecting everyone is the price of affordable housing. So normal working families are having a very, very difficult time even finding rentals because the prices are either too high or they're non-existent. So we're literally creating a new category of homeless people who are really diligently trying to make a living and can't afford the prices here.
We just talked with Katie Miller, the regional coordinator for the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, and she said that, you know, we need to be working with urgency. From what you've just said, it doesn't feel like there is as much urgency being put toward the issue of creating affordable rentals as Maui and the state needs. Is there a way that you see that Hawaii should be bringing together some of the unusual suspects, as Beth Sander from Community Solutions mentioned yesterday, that might change the game?
Well, the unusual suspects are our county councils and our legislators to a large degree, passing rules that require huge amounts of money to be put in for the permitting process and limiting the development of affordable houses. Because of all the red tape that's been there, we are literally creating a hell for people who want to be able to get into workforce housing. Now, look at the prices of the median price of housing on Oahu is at $700,000. How many people do you know working in your occupation or in many, many occupations that earn that kind of money? You know, making the mortgages are becoming more and more difficult, and finding affordable rentals is becoming more and more difficult because of the cost of the properties and the building of the and construction of the houses.
Both of our guests today, Christine Margiotta from the from LA's Home for Good project of United Way there, and also Katie Miller, were talking about housing first being cheaper than managing homeless people, but that there really has to be a change of mindset. How do you see that change of mindset happening on Maui?
Well, the change of mindset has to come in several different layers. Again, the State Department of Health has to provide the core infrastructure that we need to be able to have long-term care for those that have mental and chemical dependency problems. A lot of these people, once they become homeless, there's no hope for them because it's a downward spiral. And there's no way for them to physically or mentally be able to work their way out of these challenges. Now, that being said, we do have a lot of agencies that have been taking care of our homeless for a number of decades now. But they're being overwhelmed. The sheer numbers that are coming up are showing that there's not enough support for the infrastructure that's already there. So, as a matter of fact, this afternoon we'll be holding a press conference and we'll be unveiling our proposal to deal with the homeless situation. But it's in four different levels. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Depending on what group you're talking about, you know, there are those that are out in the street, they're absolutely homeless. Here, if you take a look at the point-in-time counts, we're about 600. And we can try and create temporary housing for those. If you look at the other numbers, those that have houses are another 600. We're are having a real difficult time with our Section 8 housing, our federal grants, because there's just no place for them to rent. And we're liable to lose a lot of that Section 8 money because we have no place to spend it. And if those people that want to rent, finding something that fits within the categories that the feds are looking at is almost non-existent. So it's an escalating problem, and it's becoming much, much worse because of the lack of inventory.
Which seems to be the same issue that we talk about island to island, but looking a little bit different based upon the populations that you're talking about. Still, it comes down to how are you going to attract people who will be willing to be mission driven in that way to create that kind of housing or to accept a housing voucher for someone who is a homeless veteran or for another homeless person. How do you do something a little bit differently that might attract someone who would be, to change it up a little bit?
Again, it's multi-pronged. First, we do have to create some place for them to go. People, whether they're homeless or not, are people, and they have to be cared for as people. So we're looking at creating campsites in various communities that we have homeless situations with. And along with those campsites, we want to be able to get most of our nonprofit agencies to handle the people at the campsites, not have to go hunting through all the brush and the behind buildings and looking for them. We actually want to be able to try and have most of the homeless go to certain specified areas.
Now you're talking about being able to create something in that gap time, but if the emphasis is on trying to move them to permanent housing, that seems to be a different issue altogether.
Permanent housing in and of itself will not work. People with mental challenges and chemical dependency problems, even if you give them a house right now, they won't be able to maintain or stay there. They don't understand what is necessary to be able to upkeep it.
So housing first is not on your agenda?
The permanent housing is a secondary challenge that we have to be able to meet with, because unless you have the support from the Department of Health to be able to have the people that can deal with those mental challenges and chemical dependency problems, it's almost fruitless. All of the agencies that we have are having problems because we don't have the support that we need from the Department of Health. This situation didn't occur overnight. This is from decades of neglect at the Department of Health. They just haven't been doing their job.
All right, Mayor, we know that you have to go to your next appointment, and we thank you for being able to squeeze us in.
Thank you very much, and this will be a continued conversation because it's a very critical issue, so thank you for taking it up.
And we will again. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Alan Arakawa is the mayor of Maui County.
People on the street before I even took them food, I tried to give them more. I sat down to hear some stories. It made me wonder why this misfortune that he spoke of made a grown man cry. And I ain't trying to make myself look like a saint, cause I ain't. We could all do better painting with the paint, painting all these painful pictures, planting stigmas full of hate. This man is still a man, still trying to pull his weight with a couple grubby hands, reaching for a couple nickels. These grubby hands built and launched 100 warlike missiles and told 1,000 riddles in the middle of a war with himself for his health, and now he's stuck here in a pickle. He's in between the bases of his sanity and not. Home is not a place, the world has left him out to rot. We living in prosperity, but what if that all stopped? Like you were reaching out and everybody.